Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
I'll tell you what I can't believe, that Kurt Stevens is running for office again.
Kurt?
Greetings, patrons of Whit's End. Kurt Stevens running for student body president. I have a flyer.
Oh, Kurt.
I love politics.
It all started during the Odyssey Middle School Student Council elections, Journal. I was behind the counter at Whit's End, talking with Lucy about the upcoming race.
Good grief, where do the days go? I can't believe it's already election time again.
I'll tell you what I can't believe, that Kurt Stevens is running for office again.
Kurt?
Uh-huh. And this time he's not just settling for class representative. He's running for student body president.
Oh, my.
You remember what happened the last time he ran for office?
Yes, I do. It was pretty disastrous.
I thought after that fiasco, Kurt would stay away from politics for good.
Well, Lucy, you know better than anybody that Kurt is just one of those people who never seems to learn.
Yeah, and I think I'm the same way.
Oh, why?
Because Kurt asked me to meet him here after school to interview him for the Odyssey L. Why do I keep getting mixed up with him, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, we all have crosses to bear, Lucy. Maybe yours is named Kurt.
Greetings, patrons of Whit's End.
Yeah, and here comes my
Howdy.
Cross now.
How are you today? Here, have a flyer. Kurt Stevens, running for student body president. Have a flyer. Hi, hope I can count on your vote. Have a flyer. Good to see you. Have a flyer.
Hello, Kurt.
Hi there, Mr. Whittaker. Have a flyer.
Oh, thanks.
Ah, the press. Glad you could make it, Lucy.
Why not? I cover all the accidents around school.
Listen, why don't you two come over here to one of the back booths where it's quieter, huh?
Okay.
Lead on, Mr. Whittaker. So, Lucy, where do we start?
I don't know. What do you want to say?
Well, I guess I just want everyone to get to know me. You know, find out who I am, what my emotions are, how it feels to be the front runner of this whole...
Wait a minute. You're the front runner?
According to the polls.
The polls?
Would this be the Kurt Stevens offering candy as they come out of the bathroom so they'll say what I want them to say poll?
No. It's a completely impartial poll conducted by the Student Council Association.
Well, here we are. Have a seat.
You don't mind if I check this poll for myself, do you, Kurt?
Knock yourself out. You'll find it states that I'm in the lead.
There's a revealing statement on the intelligence level of the voting public.
Lucy?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Whittaker, but I simply find it amazing that anybody would seriously consider voting for this guy. No offense, Kurt.
None taken. Hey, somebody's got to fill the office, and I'm just as good as the next person.
Yeah, if the next person is Jack the Ripper.
Does that mean I can count on your vote?
I don't think so. I'd rather vote for someone with integrity.
I thought we did it with ballots.
Kurt, integrity has to do with your character.
Then I must be dripping with it. My teachers all say I'm the biggest character in class.
No, Kurt. To have integrity, you have to be sincere.
I'm sincere.
And decent.
I'm decent.
And honest.
I'm decent. Look, I think I have all of those qualities.
Get serious.
I am.
Kurt, have you forgotten your last run for office when I was your campaign manager? When you made all sorts of ridiculous speeches and bogus promises you never even attempted to keep.
Okay. So I may have made a few mistakes last time. This time will be different.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so give me a chance to prove it. Vote for me.
The only way I'd ever vote for you would be if you were running by yourself. And even then, I'd have to think about it long and hard.
Then you'd better start thinking.
What's that supposed to mean?
Boy, you really haven't been keeping up with this race, have you? I am running by myself.
But why? How?
I guess no one wanted to challenge me. My reputation for excellence must have scared them away. At any rate, even if no one votes, I'm a surefire winner.
I can't believe this.
Believe it. So, are you ready to get started?
No, I'm not ready to get started.
Why not?
Because if there's one thing the readers of Odyssey Owl don't need, it's a puff piece about you.
Maybe you're right. After all, I've got the election all sewn up. A newspaper profile might seem like overkill. Well, I can't sit here talking all day. I've got voters to meet. See you at the ballot box. Howdy.
Can you believe that, Mr. Whitaker? It's no wonder people don't vote. There's nobody running these days who stands for integrity.
You're absolutely right, Lucy. So why don't you give them someone?
Who could I give them?
You.
What?
You heard me. You just said we need leaders with integrity, and I can think of very few people who have more integrity than you, Lucy. I think you should run for student body president.
But I can't.
Huh, why not? And if you're not willing to participate in democracy, Lucy, then you can't complain when it goes sour, right?
Yeah.
You want an integrity candidate, Lucy? And I have a feeling that a lot of other folks want one as well. So, you be that candidate. Show everyone that you don't have to play political games, that you can stand up for what's right and still win.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides, it might be kind of fun to see Kurt on the defensive for a change, huh?
Yeah, now you've really convinced me, Mr. Whitaker. Where's Kurt? Kurt! Kurt!
What is it, Lucy? Change your mind?
Yes, but not about what you think. I'm putting you and everyone else on official notice.
Notice?
That's right. Lucy Cunningham Schultz is now a candidate for student body president.
What?
And so the great race between Kurt Stevens and Lucy Cunningham Schultz for student body president began. And what a race it was. I could tell it was going to be different right from the beginning because the two of them worked harder to get votes than any kids I've ever seen. Of course, some things didn't change. True to form, Kurt ran his usual say-anything-to-get-elected campaign.
If I am elected, I promise to put a hot tub in both the girls' and boys' locker rooms and the teachers' lounge as well. Remember, a vote for Kurt Stevens is a vote for hot tubs.
Needless to say, this was a far cry from the campaign Lucy ran. True to her word, she staunchly played up the integrity angle and focused on the real issues.
We need to focus our attention on our real needs. Computerizing our library, upgrading our gym equipment, and improving our science department. Obviously, we can't do all of these things now. It would be foolish of me to promise that we could. But I believe we can do one of them this year. We can raise funds through car washes, walkathons, and other activities to get those computers, or that equipment, or those improvements. We'll take care of each problem, one at a time.
Yes, Lucy was the very soul of integrity. Of course, Kurt and his cronies did what they could to derail her campaign. Everything from tearing down her posters to disrupting her rallies. Yeah! But no matter what they did, it didn't have any effect. Lucy just became more popular, a fact that caused Kurt no small amount of grief. He was desperate to find some way of disrupting Lucy's campaign, which is what led him to Bart Rathbone's Electric Palace.
Now, let me see if I got this order straight here. You want a 5-foot-tall by 15-foot-wide rounded-edge rectangle sign with alternating running lights around the border and the message, Vote for Kurt, Lucy is your schmo, written across it in lemon gold and flamingo pink neon.
Yes, sir. How much would that cost?
Hold on. Let me see here. I got to take the 8 and the 12. Yeah, I can let you have it for, it's $2,628.85.
How about if I give you 20 on account?
I don't think so, Kurt.
Oh, please, Mr. Rathbone. I've just got to have that sign.
Why?
Because Lucy's beating me in the polls, that's why.
What are you talking about?
The election for student body president at school. Lucy and I are running against each other.
Oh, school politics.
Yeah, and what's worse, 2 days from now we're supposed to square off in this big debate. Now you see why I need that sign?
Sure, but even if you could afford it, it wouldn't help you.
How do you know?
'Cause it didn't help me when I tried it.
You?
Sure, I ran for student body president when I was your age. I would have won, too, except I dropped out of the race. And that's too bad. Now that I think back on it, I would have liked being president. Hey, Prez. Yo, Prez. Having all that power, hey.
You said you would have won, too.
Sure. I had my opponent beat Cole, and you can beat Lucy the same way.
How? Tell me how.
By discrediting her. Take that good reputation of hers and tarnish it.
But how?
Look, everybody's done something bad at some point in their life, right? So all you gotta do is find a bad thing that Lucy's done and make political hay out of it. If she's running on a goody-two-shoes platform, you will destroy her.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
There you go, then. Now, all you gotta do is get the goods on Lucy. Can you, think of anything?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I can. I'll see you later, Mr. Rathbone.
Kids. It does your heart good to know that you're helping the younger generation.
The big debate was held 2 days later at Wits' End. I was asked to moderate, which I gladly accepted. Everything went fine at first. Lucy's opening statement dealt with the issues and took a very upbeat stance. As she came to the finish, I could tell that the crowd was very much on her side.
And so we are at a crossroad. What will it be? Integrity or complacency? The choice is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy. And now we'll hear an opening statement from the other candidate, Kurt Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Fellow students, I want to congratulate my opponent for running a campaign based on integrity. That's not an easy thing to do. A reputation is a difficult thing to overcome, as I well know. I admit, I've made mistakes in the past. That's no great secret. And I probably will again in the future. I guess that means my integrity isn't as good as I'd like it to be. Well, that's something I'm still working on. But I'd like to ask my worthy opponent, who has more integrity? A person who makes mistakes and admits them? Or a person who deliberately does bad things and tries to hide them?
Do you mean me?
I'm sorry, Lucy, but you're not allowed to talk during Kurt's opening statement. You'll have to wait until we get to the actual debate.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Whitaker. I'm willing to go to the debate right now.
Well, all right. Proceed.
Yes, Lucy. I mean you. I have proof that you deliberately misstated the facts about a situation for no other reason except to hurt someone.
What are you talking about, Kurt?
I hold in my hand a copy of our school newspaper, The Odyssey Owl, a paper my opponent writes for. In an article entitled Shampoo Cover-Up, she wrote about the Calvin Bloom Company's use of a so-called hazardous product in their Accugel shampoo, even though they hadn't used the product for months. Isn't that right, Lucy?
Well, yes, but later I printed a retraction and...
A retraction? Why did you ever write the article? Isn't it true that the makers of Accugel told you that they had stopped using the hazardous product, which no one ever proved was truly hazardous, when the government told them to stop?
Well, yes.
But you chose to believe an unhappy ex-employee of the company.
Kurt, how did you find that out?
Then it is true.
Well, yes, but I want to know how you knew.
Is that really important now? The point is, ladies and gentlemen, my opponent was so intent on getting a scoop, she didn't even bother to find out if her facts or her story were correct. The result damaged the company, the reputation of the newspaper, and the community at large, all because of her poor judgment. And why haven't we heard anything about this before? Because my opponent was too busy running a campaign of integrity. Well, I'd like to ask her, where was your integrity when this story was written?
Kurt, please.
Kurt, I think that...
And how many other similar situations are hidden in your past that the rest of us won't know about until it's too late?
Kurt?
Where's your integrity, Lucy? Where's your integrity?
All right, all right. Quiet, please, please, quiet. Lucy, do you want to respond?
No, Mr. Whitaker. I don't want to say anything.
Lucy? Lucy? Quiet, please. Please be quiet. Oh, Kurt.
I love politics.
The next week was very difficult for Lucy. A new poll came out showing Kurt with a resounding lead. Because of his revelation, she was now perceived as a hypocrite by the voters. Kurt had done his job well. Of course, my main concern was Lucy. I knew she wanted the office pretty badly now. Perhaps badly enough to fight fire with fire. After all, Lucy has a lot of dirt on Kurt. Very personal dirt. So when she came in to see me later that week, I braced myself for the worst.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Hi, Lucy. What you got there?
The Odyssey Owl. Have you seen the latest headline?
Candidate in cover-up. Lucy Cunningham Schultz hides her past. Oh, Lucy, I'm so sorry. If I'd known this had happened, I never would have held the debate.
It's all right, Mr. Whittaker. At least I have a great understanding of how politics works now.
Oh, I wish there was something I could say to cheer you up.
Thanks, but I didn't come here to be cheered. I was wondering if I could use Wits End to hold a press conference tomorrow.
A press conference?
Yeah, you know, some kids from school and the Owl, and a few teachers. See, after Kurt's bombshell on me, I have a bombshell of my own I want to drop.
My suspicions were confirmed. Lucy was really going to reveal all sorts of terrible things about Kurt's past, and for all I knew, his home life as well. I knew I had to talk her out of it. Lucy, are you sure you want to do that?
I have to, Mr. Whittaker. I'm way down in the polls, and the election is just around the corner.
Well, I know, but...
Look, Kurt has made it very clear how he's going to fight this battle, and it looks like the voters are making it pretty clear what they want, too.
But, Lucy...
I don't see that I have any other choice, Mr. Whittaker. I have to concede the election.
No, Lucy, you... What did you say?
I said I'm conceding the election.
You're going to withdraw from the race?
Yes. What'd you think I was going to do?
Nothing, but I don't think you have to do that either.
Either?
Oh, never mind. Lucy, I don't think you should withdraw.
Sorry, Mr. Whittaker, but my mind's made up. Integrity demands it. Can I hold the press conference here tomorrow?
Well, of course you can, Lucy.
Thank you.
I had never seen her that down. As she walked away, I felt sorry for her and very proud at the same time. I also felt ashamed of myself for thinking badly of her. That's when I knew I needed to pay a little visit to Kurt's campaign headquarters, otherwise known as the back room of Genie's Video Arcade.
Candidate in cover-up. Lucy Cunningham Schultz hides her past. Student Council Association poll shows Stevens with a resounding lead. The sweet taste of victory. Come in.
Hi, Kurt.
Mr. Whittaker, what are you doing here?
Oh, just came by to take a look at your campaign headquarters. Nice.
Well, they'll do for now.
Oh, I see you've read the Odyssey Owl. Looks like your little stunt is having its desired effect.
Yeah, thanks to Mr. Rathbone.
Bart?
Uh-huh. He's the one who told me what to do.
Oh, I might have known that.
I never thought it would be this successful, though. It looks like everything's in the bag now.
Well, you may be right. Lucy's holding a press conference tomorrow at Wits End. She's withdrawing from the race.
What? Are you sure?
I just came from talking to her.
All right! Yippee! I did it! I won! Yahoo! This is great! All right!
Yeah, you sure pulled it off all right. You've run quite a campaign, especially that news story. A masterpiece of political maneuvering.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Of course, it won't be anything compared to the story the paper will be running tomorrow.
You mean about Lucy's withdrawing?
No, I mean the one about your father.
What? My father? What are you talking about, Mr. Whittaker? What story?
The one I'm going to give them. See, after I leave here, I'm going to go over to the Odyssey Owl and tell them all about your dad.
But you can't! You promised you wouldn't tell anybody.
Well, I know, but this is politics, Kurt. Anything goes here, right?
Wait! You're not really going to do this, Mr. Whittaker, are you?
No. I'd never do anything like that to you. And neither would Lucy.
Lucy?
She's the only other person who knows about your father, Kurt. She's known all throughout this campaign, but she's never said a word about it or any of the other countless crazy schemes you've pulled. I know for a fact that the thought never even entered her head to say anything about them. And do you know why? Because her campaign theme was integrity, that's why. She has too much respect for your privacy to do to you what you did to her. So now she's going to do the only honorable thing she can think of and withdraw from the race. She'd rather lose than say something that might hurt you. That's what integrity is all about, Kurt. And I think it's something you need to think long and hard on.
Well, this is it. I might as well get this over with.
This has been a very hard
What in the world?
Hi, Lucy.
Mr. Whitaker.
Of course,
What's
it has
on?
Always been my intention to win. An obvious statement. Since no one ever enters a race except with the intention of winning.
It's
That's
Kurt.
Why it's called a race.
I can't believe this. Can he at
I
least allow some dignity in withdrawing from the race?
The best person for the
Lucy,
job.
I think
well,
you'd
friends,
better listen.
I'm here today to tell you that I am not that person.
What?
Believe
Mr. Whitaker.
Me, this has not been an easy conclusion for me to come to. But I have come to it. I am not the best person for this job. My opponent is. And therefore, I am withdrawing from the race.
What is he doing, Mr. Whitaker?
He's conceding, Lucy.
We need a student body
But why?
Who has integrity.
Listen.
And that word describes Lucy Cunningham Schultz to a T. And there she is now. Lucy, come on up here.
You'd better go, Lucy.
All right, everyone. All right. I'd like to apologize to you and offer you my services when you become the next student body president.
Why are you doing this?
Well, let's just say I've discovered integrity is a lot more important than I thought it was.
And so Lucy became student body president, and Kurt learned a lesson, as well as Kurt can ever learn a lesson, about the true meaning of integrity, both in life and in politics. And you know, Journal, with all the political upheaval going on these days, I can't help wishing that some of our nation's leaders would learn that lesson as well.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.